This is KUT. Starting this month, the Austin Animal Center is finally fully staffed. Tawny Hammond is the new Chief Animal Services Officer. She comes to Austin from Fairfax, Virginia. As KUT's Joy Diaz reports, Hammond says there are three things she wants to do in her new role.
Tawny Hammond's new job involves getting to know her bosses, the Austin City Council.
I'm Beverly Wilson.
Beverly.
I'm Chief of Staff. How are you?
Tawny Hammond.
Nice to meet you. Good to meet you. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
After meeting some of the staff, Hammond seats with Councilmember Ora Houston and learns about the specific animal needs of Houston's East Austin District. She's learned some districts in Austin have a large number of homeless animals. When speaking strictly about her vision for the shelter, Hammond says the first thing she'll do is increase animal adoptions through social media.
Social media done right is powerful, and getting it right, there's a strategy to it.
She says once her team in Virginia fine-tuned its strategy, adoptions there doubled in 3 months. The second thing Hammond wants to do is grow her pool of volunteers.
I mean, our battle cry right now is come in, walk dogs.
An average of 18,000 animals come to the Austin Animal Center every year. Kennels often overflow. Now Hammond and every staff member walk at least one animal a day. She pulls out her phone and shows me a selfie with the dog she walked that day.
Look at him. He was so happy. Look at that face. He's a good-looking dog. Hope he gets adopted.
Prior to Hammond taking over the job, the shelter had been leaderless for 6 months. Her staff and volunteers were overworked trying to maintain the shelter's no-kill status. In the first half of this year, about 94% of animals left the shelter alive. The rest were euthanized. The pressure is high to maintain those levels. Hammond says her third goal is to constantly assess what works, what doesn't, and to adjust her strategy accordingly. Joy Diaz, KUT News.